morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a blessing to be here with you this morning, to be gathered together. If we could, let's bow for a short word of prayer here. Our dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning. Father, we're here before you. We have our hearts, Father, turned towards you, Father. We're thankful for your great love that you have towards us. And we're thankful for all that you've done for us, Father. And Father, we desire to be your children and to walk in your ways. And Father, I just do pray that you would help me this morning. You'd be with me and strengthen me. I feel your need, Father. And I do also pray that you would bless Brother Richard as he comes also. And just pray for that you would open the windows, and that you would send a blessing in some way, Father. Just commit this to you. Amen. So this morning, what I have on my heart to share is it's been more on my heart since we came back from Bolivia, and we're there. It kind of came to me while we were there more, and I don't feel like I have much to say on this topic, but I want to share about. The value of my brother, and the blessing, or you could say the blessing of my brother. I'll just write that on the board. It sometimes helps me to have that. But what I've been thinking about is how blessed we are with the brotherhood here, with all the brothers here. When we were just share a little bit, and I know a lot of you others have been there, and we weren't there very long, but it gave me enough of a picture to see. You know, when we went to church there, were the few brothers, and it was definitely a blessing, very much. But I started thinking of how it was back home. I started thinking of all the brothers that we have there, and I started thinking of how valuable each brother is, and just how God desires to have a brotherhood and a church, and something that is pure and clean, and that is pleasing him. How we need each other. So for opening scripture, we could turn to Ephesians 4. I have a bit of scripture here, and Ephesians 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Also, verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And I know these is jumping around a little bit, but it just bringing out how you can see here how God's heart is for there to be a church. And a body of believers here. There's a lot more I could read. But I was thinking about how we need each other. And I don't think I realized until... I don't think I realized how much we need each other and how much that we keep each other in the Lord's ways without even knowing it. If I were left alone or if I were just somewhere myself, where would I be if it wouldn't be for my brothers and sisters here? And I'm using brothers a lot, but I meaning just brothers and sisters. And, where would I be without them? And I probably wouldn't make it, or at least not long term, or for sure not my children. It's not something that is going to last long term. I'm not sure if this fits in here very good, but I was thinking about how we can't do it ourselves. Because we're, in a sense, we're a team, or we're a group of people together, pushing forward to one goal. A team is not made up of, one person. I was thinking about, it's not a very good illustration, but maybe, playing a game of ball. Even if you're the best player, you're not going to go anywhere with one guy on the team. And also, along with that, is our brothers shield us for more than we realize. We know that the enemy is out to destroy and bring division, grudges, or whatever he can to get in between us. A picture that has blessed me thinking about is how my brother is my defender. Thinking about, I don't know where this came to me, but I've thought about how if we're out there and if we picture ourselves again as a little bit more as a team or as a group of people together, and a brother sees something coming my way that I don't see, he can stand in front of me and he can take that dart or whatever is thrown at me from outside in. He can take that place and put himself there and take the blow, so to speak. Not sure if that makes any sense or not. He can see that I'm about to get hurt, and he can step in front of me and take the blow. He can defend his brother. He can put his shield in front of me. And let's turn to 1 John 3:16. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. As I consider this, God laid down his life for us. He says, ought we not to lay down our life for our brother? And just thinking about what God has gone through for us, he died for us. And I think his heart is that we are willing to give our life for the brethren. And that, I know that's kind of a strong statement to say that I give my life for my brother, but I do think it is the heart of God, and we see it here. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. This kind of all runs together. It's hard for me to separate it, but keep going here. God's heart is for us to love each other and for us to dwell together in unity, to be a one body fitly framed together. And you think of, I used to do a bit of welding things together, and I'd build frames and some machines and stuff. And once in a while, you would forget a part, and it could be on something pretty big, but it'd just be a small part. And yet, that machine wasn't complete. Maybe it was a sensor bracket. It couldn't run without it. You know, and I thought about that, fitly framed together, one body. And that's God's heart for the church and for us, to be that. But for, let's turn to, let's look at love here a little bit. Love for my brother. We're here in John. Let's just read First John 15. It says, 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. We see that. Well, let's read a few more verses here. 1 John 4, right across the page. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 7. Oh, I just read that. 8 and 11. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. There's many more verses. I think there's more verses. Verse 21 going on there in chapter 4. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Actually, I wanted to read verse 20. I'm a little bit scattered here, but verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. So that's pretty clear. And we've heard this and we know this, but it was just a good reminder for me. If I say I love God, but I hate my brother, then I'm a liar and I'm not in the light. There's a verse, I'm not seeing the reference for it right now, about that he is not in the light if he says that he loves God but he hates his brother. And it uses pretty strong language here. He says that he is a murderer. He hateth, in verse 15, that we know that we have, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And that's pretty strong. It says that he don't have eternal life in him if he hates his brother. going on here, and like I said, they go together, and I'm not sure that you can separate them, but loving your brother and dwelling together in unity. Let's read Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. it shows there that it's good and it's pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I was just thinking with that, one of the greatest blessings that goes with unity, I'd like to tie this together, how that I can lay down my will for my brother. Now, when I say that, we need to have convictions, but if it's a preference, I feel like I can lay that down for my brother to bring peace, and that just that my heart would be that I would do all to have peace with my brothers. I don't know how to explain it very well. I'm sorry, but I guess that's what I'm thinking, that I would do all to have peace with my brother. Ephesians 4, verse 32. I think this is right. Oh, I read that one already, but I'm Ephesians 4:3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's so that what all that we do, we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. The bond of peace. And I guess, these are just things I've thought of as I thought about blessing my brother, about placing value upon my brother. And I think just going to Bolivia and coming back, I realize I don't feel that there were, that I just realized how blessed we are, and just let's just how valuable each brother is. Ways that we can be there for a brother, ways that we can bless him. John 3:17. First John 3:17. I think. Yes, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Seeing that a brother has a need and not helping him where we can, says, how does the love of God dwell in him? It leaves it as a question, or a more or less a statement, but just being there for him when he has a need, and whether it be in whatever way it is, if he's going through something hard, we may not have much to give him or all the answers for him even, but just being there and showing him love when he's going through something hard is worth a lot. Because if you think about it, I want to share another verse here. I can't remember this reference, but bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I don't have that reference, but I was thinking of that, you know. If we think of it again as a team, or of as a unit, or as a body fitly framed together, we're bearing each other's burdens. You know, if one brother hurts, we hurt too. You know, we're there for each other. There's more things. so many more things that I could share. Another thing I thought of is let's read Proverbs 11:14. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I was thinking about the blessing of a multitude of counselors, the blessing of a group of brothers, where it's a safe place, and where there's safety, and where we can, where we know that we won't be led in a wrong direction or led in a wrong way, but knowing that with that many brothers, there's safety there, and it's there's more verses on that. Just thought of that. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And it doesn't say brothers, but I know that we can use it in that way here. You know, in a group of brothers, there is so much wisdom. Sometimes another brother will think of something that I've never thought of. And I think that's such a blessing when that can work in that way. Because we're working together as a brotherhood, as a team. I don't have a lot else. But I was just thinking of how blessed we are. And even like coming back from Bolivia, the singing really inspired me. And I realized how they don't have it everywhere, how we do. And we're just used to it and we take it for granted. But when we come back, I guess I would just encourage us together to do what we can to bless our brother, to place value upon him. If there's something that we can do for a brother next week, then let's do it. I think it'll not only bless him, but it'll also bless us when our heart is toward our brother. So that's all I have.